Before we start today's episode, just to let you know, you can now nominate for the 2025 Northern Power Women Awards to be in with a chance of celebrating with changemakers, trailblazers and advocates on the 3rd of March 2025. Nominate now at wearepower.net.
Women Podcast. For your career and your life, no matter what business you're in.
Hello and welcome to the Northern Power Women Podcast and the second episode in our Leveling Up season. In this season, we'll be speaking to our community of Northern Power Women from across all our regions, sectors, genders, and bringing you the stories, tips, tricks, wisdom, and takeaways and more from those who are leveling up from the North. This season is all about levelling up. What is that? How are we balancing up the whole of the economy? When we launched our report this time last year, we had three key asks. Give us seats at the table, invest in female and Black Asian minority-led businesses, and invest in future talent. This week, we want to talk about not just seats at the table, but voices at the table. We want to know how it is to be heard. How do we get our voice heard? How do we speak out? How do we use our power and influence of our voice for good? And now, over a year on from launching that report, we're going to talk about the progress that we've made, how many seats at that table we've got. In the show notes, you will see a link to the survey of any board positions you've had, any positions you've made available or forwarded to other people. We want to count them up because that's how we know we level up, by getting those seats at the table. So, in this week's episode, we have got someone here who's no stranger to being heard, no stranger to you either. Guess who's here? Guess who's back? She is Queen of Arizona, award-winning podcaster, award-winning broadcaster, and the fiendishly devilish host of the brand new podcast, The American Vigilante. Hashtag, gotta watch it, scared me to death. Sam, where have you been?
Hello, stranger, how are you?
It's brilliant to speak with you.
Back on the Northern Power Women podcast, hello.
Oh, it's fantastic. Seriously, we've got to kick off straight away with The American Vigilante. For those of you who haven't checked it out, you've got to. It's straight up in there. Is it the true crime podcast charts at the moment? It was hitting number one, wasn't it?
It was number one in true crime. I mean, the charts are so volatile. Something's number one 1 week and then number two, number 50 the next week, and then number one again. But yes, it's been number one. It was number one held for a couple of weeks, actually, in true crime. Number two in the UK podcast charts overall, which is bonkers. But yeah, very briefly, in May, I was introduced to a man who is a self-styled vigilante and told me stories that made me cry, sometimes laugh, shocked me, appalled me, frightened me, angered me. And you've just got to listen because it's the wildest thing that I've ever heard. So I know that you've been listening. You've been getting in touch with me, you and Northern Power Man on your boat listening in. So I love to imagine you on Albert Dock listening to the crazy tales of Casey, as I know him, because I don't even know his real name.
But this is, I know you were really excited about this, and it really blends into what we're talking about today, because you have produced podcasts, haven't you? You've created, you've crafted, you've curated content for people for many years at the BBC, massive corporates, especially now in America land, you know. Yeah. So this was back into the being up close and, up close and personal with your microphone again. And again, that sounds wrong. I'm getting it all wrong today. But, you know, but how was that? How was that to get back into that? You know, this is you hosting the show.
Well, I've been hosting Desert Diaries, Sam Walker's Desert Diaries, for the last 2.5 years. So that's been something I've done weekly. That goes out on BBC Radio Manchester and is also a podcast released every single Friday. I hosted the Northern Power Women podcast with you for nearly 2 years. So I suppose I like mixing up lots of different things. And do you know what? It's quite nice. Producing is hard. Producing and crafting that narrative is incredibly hard. So there was something quite nice about working with another production company and focusing purely on the conversations for this one, because It's a bit mind-blowing, to say the least. That's very British of me. A little bit mind-blowing. It's completely mind-blowing. So to be able to concentrate just on the conversations and asking those right questions and trying to fathom out what the heck is going on with this man was actually quite nice to just, as I said, focus on one job, as opposed to, as women, we quite often have 97 jobs, don't we? So for this one project, having one job was pretty good.
But, and actually, I wasn't, you know, sort of undermining the, you know, the work that we've done together on this podcast for 4 years, can you believe it, or The Desert Diaries, because that's your personal podcast, award-winning podcast. And the same as this Northern Power Women, we talked about together in a coffee shop in Piccadilly, I think I remember, all those years ago. But this is something that, again, you have been commissioned to do, if you like, you know, and I think this sometimes is that challenging thing about being asked to do something, being asked to speak up, being asked to come and host this event, come and talk at this event. It's not in a side room, it's on the main stage. I was invited to do a panel last week, 45 minutes on Sky News Live.
Yes.
And that to me was, you know, it was that big gulp. And I'm thinking, but we've created this Be Heard campaign. And sometimes it's stepping back into the microphone, isn't it? It's scary. Was it scary for you, or was it just, I'm Sam Walker.
I mean, honestly, and I'm learning more and more, not just through Northern Power Women, but living here in America, that I'm kind of done with the whole self-deprecation thing. It doesn't serve anybody. So do you know what? Yeah, I was, for me, this is what I do. It's like riding a bike. It's like just when you do the thing you haven't done for ages and you go, oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you've read Glennon Doyle's book Untamed, but it starts with the most incredible story of a cheetah that's in a zoo and has been trained to chase after a van, to chase after some meat. And that's how they've done it, to show the speed of the cheetah. You know, they hold the cheetah back, literally put a stake on the back of a truck, drive the truck across a field, and then, bam, the cheetah is let go. And so she sprints across this meadow and everyone says, woo! And then at the end, Glennon Doyle talks about the fact her daughter's going, it's just a bit weird. Why is that cheetah kind of being trained in this way and being wild behaviour, but it's not their real wild behaviour, and it just all feels a bit fake. And she sees the cheetah sitting on a rock and sort of sniffing into the wind. And she's like, that's what we all forget. We forget we're goddamn cheetahs. And we need not to try and fit into the framework of someone else going, this is how your skills must be displayed. No, let's actually set our own boundaries and set our own frameworks and speak up and be heard and be that goddamn cheetah, because that's what we are. So, yeah, I'm a goddamn cheetah and so are you, Simone Roche. So let's not forget that, eh?
Never forget that. So let me dive in. You know, we've asked for seats at the table. You know, we created Be Heard, in fact, launched it on this very podcast August last year, literally live on air, where we've created a database, be-heard.io. It's all about levelling up the media and events industry. So it is a searchable, if whether you're a booker looking for somebody to speak at your event, someone to speak in the media, someone to speak at your school assembly, whatever it may be, we want to create it easy access, but often it's easy to lean out as opposed to lean in and be heard. So what are those things from your side of things? Think of all, you know, and I think of the years that you've had. I think of being on your show the day after the very first Northern Power Women Awards with one of our winners. And you really put us at ease when I'd never been on, you know, done anything like that before, and neither had my, you know, sort of the award winner with me. So what are the things that, you know, we should not worry about? Why should we be heard? Why is this important?
I mean, why is it important? Let's do that one first of all, because I think there's been a lot of bashing of straight white middle-aged men. Oh, another straight white middle-aged man, another straight white middle-aged man. And do you know what? Let's stop bashing them and actually say, well, we need to take some responsibility while they are the only voices being heard. We do need to step up. We need to put our foot onto that dance floor. And if you are a woman who doesn't hear any other women like you on the radio, on TV, speaking at school assembly, well, we need to step up then. We do need to take that responsibility and step up. And having been, you know, within the BBC for nearly 20 years and seeing, and I think fair enough, seeing those criticisms, why when there's a story, is it always a straight white middle-aged man who's the spokesperson? They're kind of the people in the database. And that's not to say the BBC and other media companies don't have a responsibility to really widen their nets and speak out. Of course they do. But having been on the inside, I can say I see that happening. And it's very hard when you've got a live radio programme and there's a breaking story and it's like, oh, wow, this has happened. Let's get a doctor on, or an aviation specialist, or a nuclear industry specialist, or whatever it might be. And you look in the database and they are all middle-aged, straight, white men. And therefore, what do you do when you've got that breaking news story? Now's not the time to start going, well, let me start some research and see if I can find someone else. And I've got to contact them and they might not be available and they might not. So in a way, we've got to put our hands up and get forward. And something like b-herd.io is a way to do that, that people can use that database and go, wow, there's an amazing woman here I know can speak really, really well. So we need to get ourselves out there and put that foot on the dance floor. One thing I'd say was, I've done this for such a long time. I forget it's nerve-wracking. I forget. It's like anything else. When you first get into a car and you think, what the heck is going on here? I'm never going to remember all these buttons and levers and pedals and ah. And then after a while, you don't think about it. So obviously, I'm at the stage of my life where I don't think about it anymore. Someone says, come on the radio. I'm like, yeah, all right. It's something I've done forever. You forget how nerve-wracking it can be. From the other side, I will say to you, you're just speaking to a person. You're just speaking to another person. That other person you're speaking to, the radio host, is going to know a lot less about your specialist subject than you. Can you imagine the number of times I'm there? They're like, oh, well, let's look at this story within the pharmaceuticals industry. I'm there as the host. What do I know about the bloody pharmaceuticals industry? Nothing. It's, you know, my job is to try and explain it to the audience using your expertise. So when you come onto the radio, all the information I'm going to have is what you have told my producer or researcher. I'm not there. I'm not going to try and catch you out and trick you and go, ah, ha, 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 look at this report I'm very knowledgeable about. No, because you're one of 20 stories within a radio show. That's not to denigrate your expertise or your contribution to the show. What I'm saying is the host is not going to have time to try to kind of learn loads of information. They're going to know what you've told the researcher. Remember my husband going on the breakfast sofa years ago talking about data in the medical industry? He stayed up all night, Simone. He was absolutely terrified. He said, what if they ask me something I don't know? And I went, how much, no disrespect, do you think the presenters on BBC Breakfast know about data science? Come on, you're the specialist. You know, you've talked to the producer for half an hour. They've taken all the notes. All the questions that they're going to ask you, the presenters, are based on the notes you've given. You really are going to know the answers. So don't be afraid. Step up. And it is like the first time you get in a car and you think, what the heck's going on? It is going to feel like that the first time. But the second and the third and the fourth time, it's just going to feel more and more and more natural. And someone's going to listen to that and think, huh, a little girl is going to listen and go, wow, I'd like to work in pharmaceuticals or engineering or medicine. And now I've heard that woman talking about it, I know I can do it too. So let's do it. Let's step up.
And I think you're right. You know, I'm going to do a big high five out to Suzanne Chesterton last week, who was the producer on Sky, the only regional, I think, producer in the North, actually. But she, again, we had that conversation, you know, it was all that briefing. And, you know, 45 minutes is a long time as opposed to between 5 and 7 minutes on sort of TV, which I've done. I did Sky News a few weeks ago talking about the disparity in healthcare in the North and South and stuff. So I think you're right. It's the confidence that builds. And even on the panel last week, it was about levelling up, and levelling up is such a broad topic. We're talking about being heard today. But it's that, even when, it's like you say, you don't have to know everything. Even the conversation did keep coming around to trains last week, but that's a whole other thing. But, you know, it is a big, and it's not being afraid to ask. I was like, can I just have a copy of your notes, I asked, and she did. It was, you know, it was all sort of collaborative as opposed to being combative, which is what we think, you know. And so I think that's why it is, that's why we need your voice, that's why it's important to be heard. And I think the other thing that we can do is always open that door, or always, if we can't do it, pass the opportunity on to someone else. But you've almost got to sponsor them, haven't you? You know, giving them confidence to take that seat.
Yeah, 100%. If you know that great person, and I've done it before, I've rung, you know, called someone up and said, oh, we're doing this story, will you come on? And, you know, you're never going to force someone to do something. And some people are like, I'm not the expert here. And I think, come off it. This is just a confidence issue. If not you, then who? If not you, then who? Because it does feel awkward and scary the first couple of times, but genuinely be confident about your own abilities, your own expertise, your own knowledge, and share it, because you are a role model and it's about time you bloody realise that, frankly. So do it.
And I think, you know, as that is so important when we talk about levelling up. I don't think people think about this conversation that we're having now, but we need to have our opinions heard, don't we? We need to have our voice heard. So anything that you can do, anything that you can pass on, any opportunities that you can afford, you've got to do it. Don't be afraid. Just get that foot on the dance floor, as Sam said. And don't forget, it's about being more cheetah. Is that right? Or a cheater? Who knows?
Just be. Remember, you're a goddamn cheater. Yeah.
Oh, listen, thank you so much, Sam, for some great just snippets of advice and guidance. And it is all about that confidence. It all is about just stepping out of that comfort zone, you know, and just remember, you're the one who knows about the topic that you've been asked to discuss. So please, you know, put on your big cape, do your Wonder Woman pose and get on that sofa or behind that microphone. Thank you so much. It is great to hang out with Sam again on the Northern Power Women podcast. Thank you so much for all these great tidbits of advice. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Please do tell all of your friends about the podcast. Get in touch, podcast@northernpowerwomen.com. Reach out to us on socials @NorthPowerWomen on Twitter and @NorthernPowerWomen on all the other social media. I'm Simone Roche. You've been listening to the Northern Power Women podcast, a What Goes On Media production, which is Sam Walker's. Thanks for listening.